Welcome to the Amazing with Grace podcast, a spiritually relevant space for people like you who want to be excellent but not perfect. I am your host, Dr. Q Perry, a board-certified and Christian psychologist based in Dallas, Texas. Although I want this show to be a helpful and inspirational resource for you, it is not meant to substitute for a relationship or treatment with a licensed mental health provider. For more information and additional resources, please visit our website at www.amazingwithgrace.com. Let's get into the show. Welcome to another episode of the Amazing with Grace podcast. How has your week been? I know that there has been a lot going on in the media, but the weather has been nice, at least in my part of the world. The weather has been nice, and so people are starting to get out, and I'm noticing that people's moods are starting to lift. There's been some improvement in the COVID numbers, and so people are starting to feel more hopeful. So how are you doing? Before we get into our topic for today, I wanted to briefly mention a couple of disturbing things that have been in the news. The first thing is the shooting that happened in Atlanta. I have not followed the story very closely, but the few details that I have gotten was that there is some suspicion that the shooting was racially motivated towards our Asian brothers and sisters. I just want to say that as humans, and especially as Christians, we have to check our own hearts and make sure that even in our ignorance, that God would reveal some areas of our heart that are hateful. Hate is wrong. Racism is wrong, period. It's not only wrong if it's directed towards a certain group of people. And so let us make sure that we check on our Asian American brothers and sisters and offer our support to them in the same way that we want or expect that people check in with us when there has been any type of racial injustice in the Black community. The other piece of news has been more in the entertainment industry. And I don't know the details because I do not know these individuals personally. But it's been circulating around the news, family discord between Kirk Franklin and his son. And so from my understanding, there was a video that was leaked that was supposed to be a private conversation between Kirk and his son. And the video, the audio, was revealing that Kirk was very angry and was saying some things that he has since apologized for. Every family has discord. Every family has times where we don't get along. And so I just want to put a couple of things into perspective because I know that a lot of people have been supportive of Kirk, but then there's also the people who say that he should be canceled, especially because of his role. We see him as a man of God. He's a Christian influencer. We look to him for leadership. I have been blessed with the awesome privilege of being in some, I guess you could say, elite social circles, and also counseling individuals who live very unique lifestyles. And this can be entertainers. This can be well-known pastors or Christian influencers. These can be very successful C-suite professionals. And one of the things that has served me well that I want to share with you is to remember, no matter what we see on the outside, what we expect from these people on the outside, they are human. And a lot of them just want you, me, us to remember that they are human. Yes, this person is a well-known entertainer. Yes, this person is a professional athlete. And when they fall, they just want us to know that they are human, just like you and me. And so let us remember that when we are thinking about and critiquing situations that we hear about. Let us all examine our own hearts before we judge the situation. We only know what has been revealed to us. We do not know the details. And so let us pray for Kirk and his son and the rest of the family as they try to heal or reconcile or agree to disagree. Whatever they choose to do is fine. But we all know that there have been times where we have said something that we wish that we would not have said, or we let our anger take us to a place to do things that we wish we would not have done. Before we cancel somebody, let us look at this person's track record. Let us look at this person's good deeds and discern what is a person's character. Because what's in a person's heart will eventually come out. And so, is this a one-time incident, or does this person have a pattern of acting in ways that are hurtful to other people, that are malicious, that are ungodly? Just a bit of consideration before we jump on a cancel culture bandwagon, in particular for this situation. So my thoughts and prayers are both with our Asian American brothers and sisters, and also for Kirk Franklin and his son and the rest of their family. Let us get into our topic for today, which is hypergamy and the Christian woman. Hypergamy has been the talk of a lot of podcasts, articles, YouTube videos, TV shows, you name it. And some of you may not know exactly what is hypergamy. And in short, it just means the idea of a person marrying in a different social or economic bracket than you. Hyper, meaning more. So this means that the person is in a relationship with or in a marriage with someone who has a higher social and economic status than you. There's lots of different opinions about hypergamy, and two of the main schools of thought is that hypergamy comes from science and evolution, where evolution theory says that humans have an innate desire to pursue certain things. And so in this case, men have a desire to pursue beautiful women who are nurturing, so that she can give him beautiful offspring and that she can raise his children well. Evolution also says that women have a tendency to want a man who is physically strong and who is financially secure in order to offer her and her children physical and financial protection and security. Okay, so that's one mindset around hypergamy, is that it's natural. It's in all of us that women have a tendency to want a certain type of man and that men have a tendency to want a certain type of woman. But there's also the social learning theory, where the idea is that women have been taught to pursue hypergamy. That this is not something that's innate, that we're born with. This is something that the culture has taught women to do. And it seems like there are some assumptions made about the woman if she marries a man in a higher social status. These women are often seen as thots or gold diggers or sugar babies. When I think deeper about this, I think it's because our culture seems to be more in line with isogamy, which is marriage between people of equal status. And because that's typically how we couple up, anything outside of that seems taboo. And then we start making assumptions about the motives of people who marry differently, who are coupled differently. Usually women who aspire to marry a man, particularly a successful man, they're usually automatically categorized as having impure intentions towards the man. And so then, rightfully so and naturally, men may become suspicious of the woman's intentions. If he has a lot of means, he has every right to wonder, why exactly are you interested in me? And so what I thought I would do in this episode is to address this from a Christian standpoint, specifically for women, because we don't march to the beat of society, but rather to what's in the Word of God. Now, while this episode will be geared more towards women, I do think that men can also listen to this episode and hear what are some things that you should be able to notice in this woman that you're with, or a woman who you're considering to be in a relationship with. So ladies, today I will be sharing 6 things you need to know as you consider pursuing a hypergamous relationship or marriage. The first one is know your purpose. And in order for us to know our purpose, we have to pray and we have to have a relationship with our Creator. Ask God, what is my assignment? And what would be my kingdom assignment if I were in a relationship or a marriage? What's our assignment as a couple? Relationships are not just about hashtag relationship goals. And if you're dating a man of means, it's not just about flaunting your trips and your gifts on social media. You want to pray and figure out, does my purpose fit into this man's lifestyle? Does this man's career and lifestyle fit into what God has for my future? One is not better than the other. It's just that if you don't know your purpose and have a strong sense of identity, you really have to be careful about pursuing this type of man, because his life can overshadow yours and you can lose yourself. So if you don't know your purpose, you can become consumed with him and his lifestyle, and then several years down the line, or several months down the line, you feel lost and you're just not sure what's going on. You may not even be able to identify it. But part of the explanation is you're not sure of your purpose. And so then you have become so focused on maybe him and his lifestyle and helping him to pursue his purpose. So one thing is to know your purpose. A second thing you need to know is to know your value. A lot of times our society places more value on things and people who have actual or perceived more money, right? So let's say you drive a Nissan and then somebody else drives a Maserati. Obviously, there's more value in the Maserati because it costs more. Or if you have someone who is a celebrity, sometimes society sees these people as more valuable as someone who is not well known. But as Christians, we think with the lens of Christ. We don't see a person that we're dating who has more means than us as more valuable. You have to know your value. If you look in Psalms 139, verse 14, this is a very popular scripture, and it says, I will give thanks to you because I am awesomely and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well. A high-value Christian woman knows that her value is found in Jesus Christ. She's not saying that she's only valuable if a certain type of man wants to be with her, or if she is in a relationship with a man who is considered to be very successful. She doesn't see him as more valuable than her. She doesn't idolize this man. She doesn't have this man on the throne of her heart. And see, ladies, when we know our value, it doesn't matter who we're with, we will not put that person on the throne of our hearts. That place is only reserved for Jesus Christ. And this is especially important because A man with significant means is typically a man who doesn't want to be with a woman who doesn't know her worth or who will do anything for him. And I've had those types of men to tell me that they enjoy being with a woman like that for sexual purposes or for entertainment purposes, or they might take her around as a trophy, but she is not who they would settle down with or who they would respect. And so let's make sure that we know our value regardless of who we're in a relationship with. And that value is found in Jesus Christ. The third thing you need to know is how to be content. Let me ask you, wherever you are in your life right now, are you content? And the way that you answer this question can help you understand that if you meet this man who is in another social status and you are not content now, then you will be hard to please in a relationship. You might think that if you get with this type of man that you're going to be eternally happy, but research shows that we're not very good at effective forecasting, which means that we're not good at accurately predicting how good we'll feel in the future. And part of that is because we fail to think about all the other factors that would make up for that happiness. So we assume that being with a certain type of man, in this case, will make us happy forever, that our whole life is going to change and we are just going to be so content. So my challenge for you is to ask yourself, are you content right now before you get in this relationship? Or if you're already dating in a hypergamous relationship, let me ask you, are you content with yourself? Do you have a heart of gratitude and you're practicing that right now? You don't want to pressure this man into doing more and more and more to make you happy, because it will never work. If you look in Philippians chapter 4, verse 12, the Holman Christian Standard Bible says, "I know both how to have a little and I know how to have a lot. In any and all circumstances, I have learned the secret of being content, whether well-fed or hungry, whether in abundance or in need." Let this be one of our grounding scriptures, so that if we are pursuing a man of means, or if we're already in a hypergamous relationship, that we have learned the secret to being content. I remember reading a book many years ago on anxiety, and there was something in the book that was life-changing for me. And this book was called God Calm My Anxious Heart. And I will link this book into our show notes. And the book is by Linda Dillo. In this book, she says, happiness is getting what you want, and contentment is wanting what you get. Do you see the difference in the posture of the heart in that quote? Happiness is getting what you want, and contentment is wanting what you get. Now, there's nothing wrong at all with wanting more. There's nothing wrong with wanting a man of means. But I'm encouraging us ladies to examine ourselves in this pursuit. And so in this case, I want you to examine whether you know how to be content. Thing you need to know is how to discern. I think we can unknowingly assume that a person who has a certain status, who has a certain job, who has a certain amount of money, that quantity means quality. And this is where discernment is so important, ladies. Very, very, very important. We can assume that more means better, right? But you're going to need discernment to be able to discern this man's heart. Matthew chapter 7, verses 17 and 18 says that every good tree produces good fruit. And then it goes on to say, a good tree can't produce evil fruit. This means that you're going to need to be able to discern what is fruit, right? Fruit isn't only money. Fruit isn't only followers on social media. Fruit isn't only material things. You want to be able to discern whether this person's heart is aligned with your heart and your Christian values. You know a tree by its fruit. Does this man have the fruit of the Spirit? In the same way that we can't automatically assume that a woman who is pursuing a hypergamous relationship has evil intentions or ill will or some kind of ulterior motive, we can't automatically assume that a man of certain means is a good person. And the only way that we will be able to know that is through prayer and asking God to help us discern this man's heart and his spirit. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7 says, people look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. So this means that you will have to be in prayer so that God can reveal this man's heart to you. And he can also reveal your heart to you as well. And when we know how to discern, we won't get so blindsided by money and assets that we ignore our own gut check. Number 5, know your source. I think this one is especially critical because if we are coming from a mindset of lack, if we are coming from a mindset of perceived deficit, and I definitely don't want to minimize because I do realize that there are times in our lives where we do lack, where we do have a deficit in some area. But let us not forget that God is our source. He is the one who ultimately supplies all of our needs. The word of God says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 19 says, and my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. According to his riches. And so even if you are blessed with the opportunity to be with a man who has an abundance of resources, or you are already in this type of relationship, you want to make sure that you have an understanding that God is who ultimately supplies your needs. When you know your source, you won't get so hung up on resources and who they come from, because we know that God can use anyone to supply our needs. This will keep us, ladies, from being a pick-me and from oozing with desperation. So the fifth thing is to know your source. The last thing you want to know, and certainly not least, is to know your why. Why are you attracted to this type of man? Why do you want this type of man? Are you attracted to him because you don't trust that God can open the same doors for you? Part of knowing your why goes back to knowing your purpose. And what is God's assignment for you? Because maybe God has given you a vision to do some things in the marketplace or in the church, and then he brings a man in your life with the means to help carry out his vision. Do you see what I mean about how important it is to know your why and your purpose? And this is not something that you are going to be speaking on your own. Right? If God puts this vision in your heart and you are in a relationship with a man of higher social status, for example, God is also going to speak to his heart to fund this vision of yours in this example. That's a very different situation than you dating a man because you don't truly trust that God can open the same doors for you. So you have to ask yourself, why? Why do I want this man? Why do I want this type of relationship? You have to think about your own earning potential. Let's say you make $50,000 right now and you start dating a man who's making $100,000. Will you be satisfied with this man once you make that amount of money yourself? Ask yourself, if I were making the same amount of money as him, or if I was in his social class, would I still want this man? That is an excellent litmus test. Would I still want this man if I had the same resources? Answering that question, I think, is very sobering because it will make you stop and think outside of the perceived value that he has based on his money. So the six things you need to know as you consider pursuing a hypergamous relationship or marriage is to know your purpose, know your value, know how to be content, know how to discern, know your source, and know your why. The purpose of knowing these areas is so that your spirit can be at peace and you won't be emotionally unstable because you're afraid one moment, you're happy one moment, you're competing with him, you're competing with other women, you're afraid that he's going to lose his job, you're worried about all of these different things. So when you know the six areas that we've covered today, your spirit can be at peace in knowing that this is a relationship that is not in God's path for you, or it is a relationship that is in God's path for you. You don't have to appear to be this damsel in distress just to date a man who is, quote, in another league. And neither do you have to vacate your Christian values to get or keep him. You will know how to relate to this man in a way that is equally beneficial to you and to him and for the glory of God. I'll end on this before we go into our prayer time. There's different quotes circulating on the internet about not falling in love, but stepping into love. And for the purpose of our topic today, I would say, ladies, that we step into love so that we can walk wisely in it. We step into love so that we can walk wisely in it. If this episode has been helpful to you, please head on over and rate and review the podcast, as that really helps us. And also share this with your friends so that you can further the discussion. I will also link other episodes that you may find helpful. So I did two episodes on high-value Christian women. I've also done an episode on high-value Christian couples, as well as the pros and cons of dating a VIP. So I will be sure to link all of those episodes to our show notes. Let us move now into our prayer time. Father God, thank you for the opportunity for us to come together today to talk about a Christian aspect of hypergamy. I pray that every listener has gotten something that they can reflect on in their prayer time with you. Help us to know our value. Help us to know our purpose. Help us to remember that you are our ultimate source. Help us to learn how to be content and how to discern the fruit of a person's spirit in their heart. Help us to have good intentions for wanting to date a man of means. And help us also not to overlook a man who may not be perceived as a man of means, but maybe who you have purposed for us. And it is in your son's name that we pray. Amen. Well, that is our episode for today. I will be sure to leave all the scriptures in the show notes, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week. Until next time, take care.